Gentlemen. Tim.
I cannot prep.
Really?
Yeah, it's just not in me to roll my R's.
Try it.
Prep.
Go on. Sounds pretty good.
Well, you've got the basic. I've got the foundation. Yeah, and yeah, I got the rhythm, the timing.
Yeah,
the
letters wasn't bad.
Are in the right order. Yeah. Jesus. I was worried I was going to hear like a prab or something. Yeah, you know?
Prab.
Oh, no, that's wrong. Yeah. Welcome to the Metal Gamers Podcast, episode 195. I am your host, Kyle Maglemore, and I'm joined with Micah McGowan.
We're 5 episodes away from liver damage.
and Michael Greenwell.
Hello.
That's right, it's episode 195. Michael's never been more excited than he is right now.
We have had to settle him down, let me tell you. This man came in too hot today.
Yeah, we're all kind of... Well, he's currently playing Baldur's Gate 3 because we're all deeply obsessed, and he's just going to be playing that while we record, which is... Totally
I'm making a new character while we
I'll record, try to so. Listen and respond. We'll see.
How many characters do you have right now, Micah?
I have my first character, Mesrax, my tiefling paladin. I have my Dark Urge playthrough. I have my Gravik character, which is my cleric with you, Mariah. Gravik.
Yeah. That piece of shit elf. Yeah, that fucker. Yeah.
Every time somebody heals, I'm like, adding it to the tab. like, you owe
That's
me.
Awesome. Dude, I can't wait to talk about that.
Yeah, and then I want to make a monk real bad.
Like, is that what you're doing now?
Yeah, I'm making I think I'm gonna make a Githyanki monk.
I just want to make Goku.
Gotta get those hair mods in there.
Yeah, I was about to say I get the mods or like a straight up Kamehameha. Or something.
Oh, Sunbeam! Fly. Sunbeam is basically a Kamehameha.
There you go. This game. I don't think I've ever previously done this before. Granted, I tried to do this once with Skyrim, but it ate my original save. Talked about that on stage, so if you're at that show, you know exactly what I'm talking about.
Yeah.
but yeah, like back in Skyrim days, I had my Battle Mage character try to make another character, and it ate my original character. I was like, well, I fucking hate this character now, because he destroyed my hopes and dreams of playing this game. But this game, I've got, you know, Steiger the Sorcerer, my wild magic sorcerer. I have Orsic, my vengeance paladin, which I'm running for funsies.
Nice.
Ooh. And Jorgunder, my dark urge barbarian. Which I googled Jorgunder, because I'm like, is that a name? That has to be a name. It's not.
It is.
I'm like, oh, fuck yeah.
Oh, wow. I'm thinking of Jormgunder.
Jormgunder, yeah. Just straight up Jorgunder. Don't worry about it.
Jorgunder, not Jormgunder. Jorgunder. Yeah. You remove the M.
My
totally
Gunder.
Something new.
My Gunder.
This is mine. I brought my own personal Gunder today.
Is that Jorgunder with an R-E or just the R?
And then I made my half-elf bard, Glordhel, which is my co-op character that I'm running with Micah, his sister, and our friend Daniel. And oh my god, I've never played a bard before, and I've never even experienced a bard in this game yet. It's so goddamn fun.
It is the most fun. Kyle class I've ever experienced. Mike, you know how like when you're trying to talk to Kyle, and he'll just, his hand, he can't stop playing something. Like, his hands just have to be moving. Like, we will be in the middle of combat, and all of a sudden, the combat music just cuts out, and we just hear, like, a soulful, like, like fiddle or violin, whatever it is you have right now.
It keeps tricking everybody every time. It's great. Yeah. I find a new instrument, and I go through the cycle of songs. It's awesome, because you get a free action to play a song as a bard, or if you're proficient in instruments. And you can just play any of the songs that your character has learned. I'm kind of hoping that there's more that you can learn down the road. I think that'd be fun.
Yeah.
But, oh man, it's so
much
fun.
Dude, Vicious
any
Mockery?
Abilities he has, like, Vicious Mockery.
That was hilarious.
Hilarious.
Dude, there's some real bars. Yeah, they're pretty, like, they rib you pretty hard, man.
There was literally one where all of us in the party went, ooh!
Yeah!
Like, it missed, but it still stuck.
It landed, though. He felt that. He felt it.
Yeah.
He knew.
But man, we've had some great stories right off the rip. Like,
oh my god,
with Sheen and was it Fizz? I can't remember. Fizbin, something like
Fizfell.
That. I don't remember.
Fizbell? Yes, something.
Okay.
Yeah.
Fizful? I can't fucking remember.
Yeah, Daniel made a little, deep little gnome. He made a deep gnome rogue.
Literally sneaking around, literally made his character hard to see on the map. Like,
yeah.
It's perfect. It's so
the combat flow is so quick. When there's like you're not having to control four characters.
Yeah,
total.
When you have a team of people and everyone's like ready to roll when it's their turn, this game flies and the battles like just take off and it's really fun. When it's single player, you know, it takes a long time for you to like consciously think of like where each character is gonna go. But when it's just you and it's just your responsibility, it's like I'm here, I know exactly what the fuck I'm doing.
Yeah,
which led to a hilarious situation.
Oh my
like,
god!
Right
out hilarious is a word for it.
When we got to the Druid camp, me and your sister Mariah saw an enemy up on a hill, and we both simultaneously like rolled the same initiative, so we had the same turn, so we could go at the same time. I went to go shove them, and she went to go hit them at the same exact time, and so we both ran up there and did that. She hit him with the sword, and I shoved the dude, so he took damage from the sword, and got shoved,
and took damage
from the fall, and died.
It was awesome.
Instantly. I can't believe that worked.
Me neither.
This game has just been, like, consistent reward, moment after moment.
I finally hit level 12, which is max level in the game, and...
That
like
kind of bums me out, but I get it.
Yeah, the balancing part of it totally makes sense. But
yeah.
Dude, I fought some things last night that were like I had like two big battles I was kind of stuck at, and I was able to finally get past both of them, and it was only because of just like the game will definitely let you get far with just brute force like combat and kind of like a not using a lot of items and stuff, but man, if you take advantage of all the crazy fucking potions and shit that are in this game, like combat will lean your way real quick. Like,
yeah,
it's pretty wild.
Use those items.
I had told Kyle about this, but I actually had to like take a break one day because I had fucked up so much, so bad, back to back to back, that I just was like, I'm just gonna not use anything I did today and just roll it back to the beginning of the night tomorrow.
Damn.
And it was fucking bad. Like, my main character was permanently cursed with a debuff, and it said permanent, and I was like, oh no. I went to go like save somebody, and then the person I was talking to, I was like, hey, I'm here to save that person. And they were like, that person fucking killed them, and was like, who are you here to save? I was like, oh my god. and then some other shit, and I just got my ass kicked a bunch, and I was like, you know what? I'm redoing all of that. I felt like the Adventurer Awaits, like Joel Haver. videos where like he fucks everything up like through like three videos and he's like, I'm tired of messing up, and he goes back there and does everything correct but then still ends up having like a bad ending at the end of it. That's basically exactly what happened to me, as I basically just fucked it up but in a different way. It was a lot of fun. But now I'm like level 6 now, and I felt like as soon as I hit level 5, all of a sudden combat got really fucking good. Like, all of a sudden, that shit just flows.
Suddenly, nice. You actually have some big tools at your disposal.
Well, I thought I had like a team figured out of like, okay, this is probably my forever team. And then one of the members started giving me threats based on some of the actions I was doing that didn't align with his. And I was like, okay, well, you're out of the party. So I respec to another character to be kind of like instead that person's role. And it kind of just makes sense for that person anyway.
Yeah.
We can talk about it afterward. I don't want to give anything away.
Okay.
But
actually, there's been many times where you came to me and been like, I did this. I'm like, I don't know what the fuck that is. And you're like, really?
Yeah. And the same thing with you. It's the same thing with you. You've mentioned a few things. I'm just like, I have no fucking clue what you're talking about. And I feel like I've like fine-tooth combed this whole game. I'm like 20-something hours into this game. And I'm still in Act 1.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Mariah.
I kind of wish. Oh, go ahead.
So talking to Mariah about it, my sister, she has talked two bosses into killing themselves.
Into killing themselves?
Yeah. And it still gives you the mass amount of experience. Like, she told me about, she's like, hey, have you had these two fights? And I was like, oh my god, yeah. And I was like talking so highly about the fights and like how cool the mechanics were. She goes, oh, I just talked them into killing themselves. I was like, what? What? She's like,
that's
yeah.
Great.
And I was like, that's amazing. Like, yeah. Dude, she's sending me pictures, asking me questions about things from Act 1 and Act 2. And I'm like, I never saw any of that.
Yeah.
Like, there's still so much I have not seen.
That's nuts.
Yeah. I did try multi-classing, finally. Like, I tried a multi-classing build with my paladin just to see.
Yeah.
And man, what a weird game changer that is, being able to like make a paladin ranged, and then basically the build was around fighting in the darkness spell. So you would throw down, because you would multi-class with warlock. So you would throw down the darkness spell, take the pact that lets you see inside magical darkness, and then you get another thing that lets you get advantage when you fight inside the darkness. So you would just throw it down and then run inside of it and just start fucking everybody up. Like, it was a pretty fun build. Yeah, I tried that for a little bit too. This game just got really so many possibilities.
I think I might want a multi-class Steiger with like a level 1 fighter or something, just to give him more beef.
You could always take the Tuffy.
Thought about,
The Tuffy,
exactly.
Which will help with the health pool.
Tough feet makes your feet tough.
Yep, can walk anywhere.
Exactly. Oh, that actually be a good thing. But with Glored Hell, I thought about multi-classing with Warlock as well, just because I like the lore of a bard who made a deal with the devil.
Yes, you know? Yes. Like, are you kidding me? That makes so much sense.
Sounds so fucking cool.
That's awesome.
Like, oh, let's do that. We got to find a crossroads to do it at, though. So,
of
like,
course. Next time we level, we'll do it at a crossroads.
Yeah, we'll find the crossroads. We'll do it. Oh my god, what a fun game! And also, when we played in co-op, like, shit went south.
Wow.
In one of like the main areas,
Mike.
In a way where we're like, should we save scum? And we were all collectively like,
we took a vote.
Well, we've never seen this before, so
yeah. Mariah got outvoted. She didn't want that to happen, but she's like, the party spoke, and this is how we're gonna do it.
Yeah,
like,
we're gonna roll,
dude. Like,
oh,
when somebody
god.
Says don't step past this line and they warn you, literally do not step past even a half a foot. Kyle got a whole group of people killed. Like, he got so many people killed, and we just had to let it roll.
My character is a charlatan, and I chose that specifically, so I cross the line often.
Nice. Fuck yeah.
I do it all the time.
You mean to tell me there's a line I'm crossing? That's crazy. Like, Micah was in a conversation with a person who
was trying to smooth some shit over.
Don't come back here. We don't want you back here, basically. And I was like, not in that conversation. I could have been. I could have listened to what they were talking about, but I was just exploring around, walked back there, and it was like, roll initiative. And I was like, what are you fucking talking about?
Yep.
What is happening?
It was bad.
And we rolled with it, which was actually really fun. It changed everything in a very interesting way. So, I love this game to death. It might be my game of the year. I don't know. Like, so many fucking good games came out this year. Our game of the year this year is going to be so much
It's
going to
be such
I
a fun discussion.
Wait.
Yeah.
Yeah, I really can't wait.
Dude, I can't just believe how many good games there are this year.
They keep
it's
coming.
It's nuts.
Man.
Yeah. It's like, this is, like, historically, people are going to look back on this year and be like, that was the year. Like, that was the year games popped off, and then I can't imagine what's going to follow this. The only thing beyond this year I can think of is the Final Fantasy VII Remake Part 2. And that's it.
Oh, yeah. That's still supposed to be this year.
Yep. And that's it. And as far as I'm concerned, I'm just going to wait till Larian puts out another thing. Like, fine with me. I'll just wait. I got enough content until y'all release literally another one.
This game is so good that it's actually made me, like, not really give a shit about Armored Core coming out.
I can,
in a way,
yeah,
I understand.
Like, I'm definitely tempered by it because I feel content with what I have.
Yeah, I feel like so full.
Fine. Yeah,
like my life is full again. Yeah. It's been empty, and I had no clue what to fill it with. Apparently, it was Baldur's Gate.
Baldur's Gate 3 is the buffet that when you go back to it, you're like, oh shit, this is on here too. Oh fuck, like,
oh my god,
they had sugar biscuits.
Oh my god.
You know what I'm talking about, those fucking
Baldur's
weird
sugar. Yeah,
those
exactly.
Weird ass sugar biscuits. Ugh,
this is the worst
terrible.
Thing for you put it in your mouth.
Exactly, like, why is that a thing?
Why does it feel so good?
When was the last time you've been to a buffet,
dude? I can't.
I haven't been that desperate in a long time.
I haven't been to one since COVID for sure. Like, since that happened, I'm like, I'm not.
It's been a long time since before then for me. Like, because my family's used to go to that, like, you know, for dinners occasionally, because, like, you know, cheap meal, you know, fill yourself to fucking death. Shoney's, Shoney's breakfast. Yeah, I don't even remember last time I've been to a buffet, except for this one. I'm fucking eating big right now on Boulder's Gate.
Hell,
unless
you
consider CC's Pizza a buffet.
That's a buffet.
I did that once in like 2019.
Gross.
Yeah, I know. Well, I knew what I was getting into. Like,
I knew
it was gross. I knew what I was doing was horrid. You know,
I know what I was doing.
No one, played a little claw machine in the back. Played House of the Dead 3. It was a good time.
It was a good time. Yeah. Don't want to go to CC's?
No.
Yeah, me either.
No.
I think I just want to play House of the Dead.
Maybe. We'll go play Typing of the Dead. I've seen those in a few arcades. It's very interesting. But not since COVID. But Mike, what kind of characters are you rolling? Are you just rolling the one?
I just have the one for now. I've been tempted to start another one a few times, and I've gotten rid of the temptation because I don't have all that much time to play it. So
yeah. What is your character?
We went over last episode, but it's the Tiefling Warlock that I'm playing.
Oh yeah. Okay.
Yeah. And boy, I think Warlock might be one of my favorite classes in D&D now.
That's why Will's in my party like all the time. Like, I need you, buddy.
I never
fuck shit up easy.
Like, I've never really played a spellcaster in the way of like martial spellcasting in D&D ever, and now I want to, and only that. Because Warlock is so fucking interesting, and it's people bitch about it because they don't, you know, like, only two Eldritch spell Blast. Slots of short rest. Oh, fucking Eldritch Blast. Eldritch Blast. I love
Eldritch Blast. Yeah.
Eldritch
problem?
Fucking Eldritch Blast, man.
You're gonna,
shit.
You're going to make me Eldritch Bust.
When you Eldritch, but she keeps on blasting.
Oh no!
What was it, a country song?
by Dixon Dallas. Yes.
Why do we listen to so much gay country this week?
I ain't your fault. The game's a fucking masterpiece, and it's the only thing I've played. Tesseract dropped a new song. I listened to that. That's like all I have.
But that's not Baldur's Gate 3, so. It was only mediocre by comparison.
No, that shit was fire. But the new Tesseract is popping the fuck off. It's some of the best music they've ever released, in my opinion. But Baldur's Gate 3 is fucking GOAT. It's probably going to be our games of the year, if I have any inkling of, like, us.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We did actually get together this weekend with our good friend Mitchell Crawford. Happy birthday to that motherfucker.
Yeah. Happy birthday, Mitchell.
Yeah, he invited us out to play some Magic with him at the Java Game House here in Jacksonville. And
that was
a really fun time. Really fucking cool place.
Yeah, the place is dope.
Really good food. Really good atmosphere. Didn't smell bad. Like, that's like my number one thing for a gaming store. Does it smell bad? No, it did not. Wow. Nice.
Yeah
it really didn't. Yeah, that's I didn't think
it
about that.
It really didn't.
It's mostly just like normal people and families in there just chilling. So it's it probably has a lot to do with it.
And, yeah, Mitchell sent me a text being like, I was not expecting that many people to show up.
Really?
Yeah, like a bunch of people.
Yeah, we had a fucking 6-person commander game going. We shouldn't have done that. I know.
I literally said at the beginning, let's not go more than 4. And then they were like, nah, get everybody in here. And I'm like, this is going to fucking suck. It was fine.
It wasn't bad, though. It was super fun. Every game we played was fun. Ibox actually bought the new Eldrazi deck commander that they dropped like a month ago or whatever it was.
Mm-hmm. Kozilek.
Yeah, well, it's actually not Kozilek. Kozilek was just in the stack, and I just put him as my commander, and it was like the Void Gorger was the commander. I can't remember his name, but he was the Cascade guy.
Mm-hmm.
It's not as good, but we had a lot of fun, like just playing with you guys, you know, seeing all the play mats come out and just like going back and forth and learning everybody's shit. Our buddy Corey joined us, and that was super fun. It was a good time.
Yeah.
I had a blast.
Yeah, we had a good time.
Got Mitchell that Tom Bombadil.
Fuck yeah.
Play mat for the Lord of the Rings stuff, which is fucking cool.
Yeah, me and my sister got him a nice dice set from their cases in the back. They had some really cool dice sets.
Yeah. It was a good time. I had a night where I just went through, I guess it was last night, I went through like all of my old original Xbox games. And I started playing Mech Assault because I was just like, I just want to get into a fucking
mech mode.
I want to get into a mech, you know? I want to get into a mech. right now, and that game holds the fuck up. Why are they not making Mech Assault games? That game is so fun. Like, it works. The fucking controls work. Like, it's fun as shit. You can stomp on the people. Like, it has a feature that Armored Core doesn't, which is hilarious to me. Which is like, it showed like some of the mechs turning in Armored Core, and like the top torso didn't like pivot on a point on the legs or whatever. Mm-hmm. And I'm like, and everyone was like, quote unquote, mad about it. And then I played Mech Assault, and I was like, oh shit, it pivots on the legs. Like, this is a fucking old ass game.
Mech Assault was the shit.
God, it's still so good. I played like 2 or 3 levels of it, and I was like, this is great.
That's awesome.
What happened to games?
Having a good time. Having a good time. Good time.
And then
your fucking money.
I played like the first level of Breakdown again.
God,
like, what's it look like? I haven't seen it in a while. Time to look at Breakdown. And that was me fucking puke.
He's like, oh,
it's not as good as you remember, is it?
17
no,
frames a second.
No, it's great. The story's fucking dope. The gameplay is awesome. Like, I'm having like awesome memories, but the goddamn like 420p or seven, whatever it is literally making me go, oh my god, this hurts to look at. Like, last time I played through it was on an Xbox One, backwards compatible, so I think it may have been up-resed a little bit or something, because fucking Christ, looking at that old Xbox running that thing, I was like, no wonder I got headaches when I was a kid. Like, it's like trying to focus your eyes on a goddamn Vaseline dream. Like, what's happening? Like, no wonder I was so fucked up as a kid. Like, it looked like shit. Like,
oh, ugh. My God.
But that was a fun time. And by God, were those old games. But now it's time for the news.
Nice. It may
or might not be news. Yeah. I knew that was coming.
Yeah, this wasn't a setup for anything or anything. But yeah. I did genuinely play those games. For today's news, Baldur's Gate has sold 51.2 million copies?
You just said 51.
51.2, like, Jesus Christ.
Dude, Jesus Christ, that'd be GTA levels of fucking popular.
Yep.
5.2 million, yeah. And that's just still on impressive. Steam. That doesn't include console sales yet.
That's so crazy, man. I'm so happy to hear it.
Yeah, that's cool. I mean, everyone should buy that game and play that game. Like, it's one of the few games that's worth it. Like, I love seeing the IGN video that came out that actually bashed all these fucking developers that were coming out talking shit about it.
Yeah, the
like,
one
oh, you shouldn't expect this. This isn't the new standard. This isn't the this. This isn't the that. Like, fuck off.
Yeah, like, why are you even saying that? Like, why?
It'll
like,
sell itself.
IGN had a good fucking take, and everybody was like, yeah, yeah,
yeah,
yeah. It's weird. It's weird as fuck to look over at IGN and be like, yeah.
Good hell job, yeah.
This guy's actually saying some good things. The guy who's usually just shilling bullshit all fucking
yeah,
day.
Yeah, Destin Legary. He used to run the Fire Team chat for Destiny. It was a podcast.
He's okay.
Yeah. Destin playing Destiny.
Yep. And I don't know. I'm happy for Larian. Like, they deserve all this fucking money. I'm excited to see what they do with it in the future. Like, invest more in the company, invest more in their vision. Divinity 3 is gonna like pop off like a motherfucker, like,
and honestly they deserve the hate. They made something that is worth being scared of.
Yeah. Yeah. Let's I think everyone like looked at that game like they were working on their game Starfield and all that shit, and then that came out and everyone, what the fuck is that?
Oh, Todd Howard shit a brick.
Yeah,
absolutely. Know. Did Bethesda even say anything? I don't think they did.
They didn't say
Bethesda,
anything outwardly, but because
they know they're making something completely different.
Yeah. However, there it's are just like perception. A bunch of video game journalists and all that shit out there are like, well, who's gonna play fucking Starfield? Because you know what's coming out.
Funny enough,
right? like Starfield's ironically coming out right around the same time that Baldur's Gate 3 is dropping on the PlayStation. You can't even get Starfield on the PlayStation. So,
yep. One of our coworkers actually, he's like the tabletop guy at work.
Yeah.
And we were like, "Oh, are you playing Baldur's Gate?" And he's like, "No." And I'm like, "What? Really? Like, I can't believe you're not playing Baldur's Gate. This is like your shit." And he's like, "No, Starfield." I'm like, "What? You're going to play Starfield over this?" And he's like, "Absolutely. I love Bethesda." And I'm like, "Oh, you're making the wrong move, but I'm happy for you, bud."
Whatever makes you happy, friend.
Whatever makes you happy. He couldn't be more excited about Starfield.
That's good. I'm happy. Mm.
So there are people like him out there.
There's another coworker there that's actually buying a PlayStation 5 for Baldur's Gate 3.
That's funny.
So.
Wait, really?
Yeah.
Who?
So
tell me later.
Yeah.
I'm not gonna dox anyone.
Yeah, but the gaming world, it's shaking up. I'm actually curious. I want to ask you guys, like, what do you think about Starfield? Do you care?
Do you
want to play it?
Right now, I don't give a shit. I'll definitely play it at some point. Like, it's Bethesda. Yeah. I love Bethesda games. And especially having all these other good games out right now gives me the time to just let it marinate, you know, see what people think.
True.
So
yeah, it does make it a lot easier of a choice to just be like, I'll get around to it when I get around to it, because I'm literally busy with things that make me happy right now. What about you, Micah?
I'm definitely, because the price of entry is so affordable with it being on Game Pass, like, I'm going to just take that advantage.
Yeah.
So I'm definitely going to play it when it comes out, but I'm not going to pay for it outright, like through like full price for Steam, because I expect it to be broken. I expect it to be a lot of things that are not, you know, probably acceptable because it's a Bethesda game. I'd like to be proven wrong. I just can't deny the hype inside of myself when it comes to Bethesda mechanics and with a space setting. Like,
I want
to get to making my Rocinante like expanse ship and fucking people up in space. And if I don't like people, just shooting them and fucking being a pirate. Like,
true.
I want that role playing experience real bad. So that is like, so I can't deny that I'm gonna be playing it when it comes out, and I accept it for all of its bullshit. But what they're offering me, if it's anything better than what they've been doing, then it's like, yeah, this should probably scratch an itch. But I will say my expectations and my hype is tempered, because like you guys were saying, like, I'm just eating so good on Baldur's Gate 3. It's like, I could, like, if Starfield was a complete bust, I'd be like, cool, I'll cancel my subscription and leave it alone for 6 months or a year. Like, I could give a shit.
The thing for me is, like, I feel like Starfield currently for me does not have an itch to scratch.
For me, it definitely does.
I am satisfied, like, with my role playing and all that shit with Baldur's Gate 3 and my sci-fi action with Armored Core 6.
Yeah.
Like, me being able to customize my super fast fighting mech in the air, which is what I said when we watched the Starfield thing, was like, oh man, I want to see if I can build a mech with the ship. And granted, they kind of showed one, but it looked like a blocky piece of shit.
And it was.
Sure. But I do like the idea of making the jankest fucking ship ever and just trying to land that shit and just being like, oh, fuck. Oh, no. I forgot everything.
I don't think we're going to die. I don't think there's any landing ships in Starfield.
Fucking better be.
I think
there
it's all
No Man's Sky.
Stuff. Yeah, I don't know. But like I said, I've got tempered expectations for it. But like, being able to fly a ship and be a space pirate and shit is very appealing to me.
Yeah. I'm actually curious now, because I kind of really hope that it has that, like, ground to orbit seamless gameplay that No Man's Sky has, because if it doesn't, then that like immersion is immediately out the window, because I've already had a better experience, you know.
I think they talked about it, but I can't remember for sure.
It seems like people actually have review codes and shit now, so we'll be hearing about it soon enough, like previews and stuff, which I'm actually really excited to hear.
I think Paris from Kind of Funny's got it.
Yeah, Paris Lilly.
Yeah, he's got stuff. God, that
he's leading
that
the
man's
review
voice
for him. Yeah. You know what's better than his voice is Andy Cortez mimicking him.
Dude. Andy Cortez, what a national treasure.
Yeah. God, I love his shit. What else we got? Oh, yeah. Apparently, Alan Wake 2 was delayed. Apparently, it was only delayed 10 days, though. We saw that it's coming out on the 27th instead of the 17th, I believe, of October. Which just pushes Alan Wake 2 closer and closer to Halloween, which I think is actually the most perfect thing you can do.
Yeah.
Halloween's on a Tuesday this year, so which is bullshit. So this is actually coming out that weekend. So
excellent.
Literally, Halloween weekend is going to be Alan Wake 2.
So Megan's going to... I got a YouTube video for Megan to watch to kind of understand and what the story of Alan Wake is. So that way I can go through Alan Wake 2 with her, because she loves horror stuff. And it man, that game presents really well, at least in the trailers and stuff. So I'm hoping to have a good experience with her.
Yeah, that seems like it's going to be a fun time. I still haven't played the first one, or I guess I've watched the Your Favorite Son video.
Yeah, that's all you need. Alan that's Wake. What I was going to show her.
Yeah, that makes sense. I'm like, that was really fun. And I like, I really am more interested in the Remedyverse than I am Alan Wake himself, you know? Like, I want to get back to Control. Like,
yeah,
I really
yeah,
want to get back
please.
To the fucking... Like, I get, like, sequels are... I'm sure that's coming, like, down the pike at some point. It's got to be.
Same.
But I'm more interested in that than I am Alan Wake itself. But who knows? If it pops off, reviews are great, and everyone's clamoring for it. I don't know. It's fucking crowded. And, like, what, Spider-Man 2 comes out, like, a couple days before that? So people are going to be swinging in to play that shit. I had to say it.
Yeah, so he said it. Like,
climbing all around for Spider-Man 2.
I can't wait.
Dude, I forgot about Spider-Man.
Dude,
I like can't. Entirely.
I don't know if I'm more excited for Spider-Man 2 or the fact that the faceplates that they're releasing are just faceplates and I can just finally change the cover of my PlayStation 5. Like, I don't know which one's more exciting.
True.
Get that white fucking thing off of my entertainment.
Comes
center.
With its own pack of spiders you can release inside of it. No, no, no. They make it better.
Okay.
They're trained Sony employees.
Oh, thank God. They clean out the dust from badges. Your PS5.
Yeah. Yeah, we just take out the fan altogether and they just clean it manually.
When you kill people with fire in Baldur's Gate 3 and it's a woman and they have that certain scream, it is like scarring.
It was one of those. Yeah, we experienced that. Yeah.
Yeah.
Man, we did some fuck shit. Like, we did some bad
stuff. We're not even
stuff
doing Dark Urge playthroughs as far as I know.
No. It was all fucking Daniel's fault, too.
He's like, yeah, hey, don't bring Daniel into this. Don't besmirch him.
We can sneak into this room, blow them all up, and then lock the door and listen to their screams as they die.
Oh, yeah, like, he did do that. He did do that.
Yeah, but then I played a song, made it all cool, so everyone was chill.
I don't know if you made it all cool. You definitely...
Yeah, made it all cool. Turn it into scream music, if you will.
Oh, my God.
One of them emos. If
we
you,
are
going to
be unintentionally the most murderous group of people ever.
Yeah. Unintentionally.
God damn it.
That's right. Starfield has gone gold, speaking of that, which means
that
nice the game hear. Is golden.
That
and
at least
you
means
you need to have a golden Xbox to play it.
That at least means they have about 40% of the bugs identified.
Yeah. Honestly, that's probably true.
They're like, yeah, this is playable in a degree or two. We can, yeah, this is good.
Yeah.
This only melts the PS5 or the computer, like, you know, 50% of the time.
Yep.
I don't know. It's nice to hear that it's gone gold. It's, you know, it's like, what, 3 weeks?
The ironic
weeks?
Thing is that I want to play it on my PlayStation. Like,
that's what I keep wanting to do, too.
Yeah,
like,
man,
I'm like,
really
oh, this would be a great couch game. Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, but no, I got to play it here.
Yep.
Same with Armor Core, but I don't know. I want
to
play it
well,
with my friends.
Well, we made that choice. Yeah, we made that choice to play it on PC.
I heard Armor Core is going to be like 30, 40 hours long, which is pretty nuts.
I'm happy to hear it, man. Like, look, dude, there's no bad, like, in this year, there's not, dude, I'll be bouncing between Baldur's Gate 3, Starfield, Armored Core 6, like, potentially Spider-Man with, you know, after that, like, Alan Wake 2 after that, like,
Spider-Man.
I know, but, like, that's going to be such an easy, like, that's going to be such a fun, like, I've been missing, like, a PS5 game, you know? Like, I want to sit down on the couch on the weekend and, like, play a good Sony game. And so, like, I'm excited for Spider-Man 2. But, man, to know that everyone, like, dude, Baldur's Gate 3, when it comes out on console, I might have to buy another version for Megan. So that while I'm playing shit on the PC, she can keep her cross-save going. Like, and I like, dude,
great.
And then my sister's like, hey, when do you want to start a playthrough? Because her significant other is also playing Baldur's Gate. And it's like, am I about to do another co-op with, like...
I'll drop in. I'll
yeah. Dude, I want a mod for a fifth person.
God, I want a mod for eight. I want like an eight-player party. I think that would be sick.
That'd be, dude. That'd
be there's
so got to
be one, I'm sure, at some point. Like,
it'll trivialize really combat, but in like the funnest way.
Or if you just had two groups of four. You know,
yeah, you got to imagine the processing power has got to be pretty
I mean, if it's ran on multiple, I think it's the whole thing is being ran on individual computers, and it's just being a server on one, so it'd just be on the one person's end, and everyone would probably have to download the same mods and shit. But anyways,
anyway, yeah, we're pie in the sky stuff right now.
Yeah, I just think it'd be really fun. That's funny because like me and my coworker, he keeps talking about like he's really loving the game, but he's still like there's so many things missing from it, and he keeps modding it and shit. I'm like, goddamn,
what is he missing?
Like, there's a lot of spells, like, from expansions and shit that aren't in the game.
Yeah.
Which I understand, but goddamn, for what it is, like...
It's incredible.
Take it at face value, it's fine.
Dude, I have, like, 70 hours in this game now, and I'm sure that includes some early access stuff. The fact that I played with you guys a few days ago, and I was like, oh, Vicious Mockery's in the game? Like, there are so many spells I haven't even seen.
Exactly. I'm still kind of fresh to D&D in general. Like, so many people are coming at this, like, from...
Years of
Dungeons and Dragons experience, and I've really started playing Dungeons and Dragons like a year and a half ago, maybe at this point.
Mm-hmm.
So you can go listen to that over at the Guild of Inspiration. We leak out episodes once every, and you can enjoy that whenever we get around to it. Or you can go to patreon.com/TheMetalGamersPodcast.
To whenever we get around to it.
First time listening. I know I never did that at the beginning of this episode. Well, I'll just drop it in here now. So yeah, you can give us some money and listen to those episodes. There's way more D&D episodes on there than anything else, but you can also listen to us beat the shit out of The Matrix, the new Matrix movie.
Oh yeah. That's a thing we did.
Or you can go back and listen to our Cards Against Humanity episodes, which I actually think are really fucking good. So
they're timeless. They're timeless too. Turducken.
We need to get
Turtrucken. Yeah,
Turtrucken. Yeah. Oh my god. Fucking good shit. Anything else happen? Oh yeah, Gamescom's happening, but Jeff Keighley already came out and said, "Don't get excited." Which honestly kind of makes sense because they're like, we're kind of just going to talk about games that you've already seen before. We're not going to get a bunch of new announcements and shit.
I appreciate the honesty.
I don't want any new announcements. I have enough. Once again, but I am kind of excited to see like a handful of things, like where's Stellar Blade at? Like there's a where's Hellblade at? Where's Replaced?
Where is Replaced?
There's a handful of games that I am kind of curious. Like, we haven't heard of any of these. Like, where are they at? But I don't know. That's popping off on Wednesday, and we may talk about it next week. This is kind of a late podcast. We're recording this Sunday night. So
Baldur's Gate's really kind of
this one hot off the presses. So yeah, we'll get our hot take possibly Friday or Saturday on that one.
Yeah.
And that'll be fun.
Oh man, Kyle, because you took the new job, no more random streams of me and you watching announcements.
What, Nintendo Directs and like, being directs like, livid at them? Yeah. We need to do that again, honestly.
That
next
was
Direct.
So much fun.
Or we can guaranteed always next Nintendo Direct's going to be garbage, so let's just go ahead and say we're going to do that one.
We'll just go dark on them and then do them later in the day.
Yeah. Yeah, that'd be fun too, actually. We could just hold off on some of these. Let's see. Starfield, Alan Wake. Yep. Overwatch 2 is the worst game on Steam. We talked about that a little bit. GTA 6 apparently is going to have some built-in role-playing mechanics or something like that. I don't know. These are all fucking rumors. We don't know shit about Grand Theft Auto 6. Rockstar's going to come out and fart out an announcement out of nowhere. And
literally,
no one's going to know like when it's going to be or when it's going to happen.
They're just going to drop a trailer.
Yeah. Supposedly there's leaks that the release may happen late 2024, early 2025.
Holy
fuck. That sounds about right. That still seems like a long-ass time away, considering how long they've been working on it. But I'm sure one day we'll see one of those big, this is the world of Grand Theft Auto 6, just like we did with Red Dead Redemption 2.
Right.
Dude, that
like,
video was hype as fuck.
Here's all the gameplay. Here's
it
the
was.
Setting. Here's the characters. I do like the idea of, like, what if Rockstar decided to look at Baldur's Gate 3 and be like, shit, we need to have a class system. Like,
okay, no.
Like, what would you have in Grand Theft Auto 6 as a class system? Like, oh, be a thug or be or corpo,
a businessman,
like,
yeah, fucking, yeah,
like
a middleman,
meth head, a hillbilly, hillbilly.
I'm definitely gonna be hillbilly.
That's the thing, is like their thing has always been like, you're gonna play this interesting character amongst these other interesting characters. Like, I'd rather them keep
they
that
have
formula.
Usually
they
have
a magic
story.
Yeah.
I like the way you phrase that. You're gonna play this.
Well, none of you will not play it. I mean,
honestly, that's the vibe of the story too. Yeah. Like, you're gonna do this, okay? You have no other fucking choice.
Yeah, you stepped on the weird glowing circle. You're doing this.
Yeah. You parked your car here? Well, get ready to fucking race, bitch. You took that ambulance? Well, you better fucking start being a fucking EMT. Role playing today, okay?
That's
a hilarious idea. Identity theft is just role playing other people's lives.
As of recording today, I saw on Steam that Grand Theft Auto 4 with its two DLCs is on sale for $6. And I thought about it real hard because I was like, man, that's the one GTA I haven't gone back to that much.
It's a good one. I like it a lot.
I've
actually
only beaten it one time.
It's a lot more grounded.
Yeah, it feels like
it's kind of cool.
I don't know. I feel like I could really fuck around in that Grand Theft Auto for a while and have some fun. I've been thinking about it. I might $6. I mean, come on.
That was actually the first M-rated game I ever bought by myself with my own money.
Nice.
I remember my mom being pissed about it.
There was really nothing that bad in it.
No, but I was hoping there would be.
Well, of course.
Fair. Like, I was like, oh, let's fucking go. But it ended up being like really grounded and really like.
That's probably cool. One of the more relatable, understandable characters they've had that didn't seem like that outlandish. Like, Nico Bellic was pretty normal, except for all the murder.
Yeah.
Except for all the murder.
That'll get you. That'll get you.
That's America. You know, that's just kind of the honest truth about that.
Dude, shout out to my boss. He was like, hey, man, can you do me a favor? He was like, yeah. I was like, yeah, what do you need? We're in the work truck. He goes, can you pull up the Team America World Police theme song? And then he Bluetoothed my phone to his truck. And we were laughing so hard. And I was like, what made you want to listen to that? He goes, I just haven't heard it in a while. It's great. Like, dude, we were laughing so hard. America! Fuck yeah!
Fuck yeah!
I mean, just fucking crank that shit. It's a good time. Put a smile on your face.
Kiss my ass and suck on my balls. Like, this is great lyrics.
Yeah, it's a masterpiece. Piece of political history right there.
That, and he'll make me pull up bad lip reading sometimes, which is hilarious.
That's good.
Those are really funny.
Peckle bell, potato pail. Governor Gucci.
Governor Gucci.
I think that's all I got for the news.
Checks out.
I got some news.
We got five days to Rubicon, so that's nice.
5 days to Rubicon.
Five days to Rubicon.
That's the name of the episode. There we go. Now time for topics.
Do we have a topic?
I kind of have a topic. I'm going to ask you guys. I didn't ask the Discord. But what is the first game that you 100% completed that triggered the OCD within your mind that now has turned you into the person you are today?
Star Fox 64.
Star Fox 64?
It was not only one of the first games I beat all the way through by myself, but then when I had found out, because like back in the day you would like go onto websites and like get walkthroughs that were all just like PDF files and like weird designs and their logos, but when I found out there was like alternate routes to Star Fox 64, I was like, get fucked, there's what? Because I always wondered how you got to the other parts of the solar system.
Yeah.
And so like when I figured that out and I realized like games could be more than like what it was, and then the next big one after that was Pokemon. It was just Pokemon in general. Like collecting them all, evolving them, finding ways to trade the Pokemon with your friends so that you could get the evolutions, like, which I thought was really cool. That was very clever on their part.
Damn, that actually might change my answer because it might be Pokemon.
I feel like Pokemon and Star Fox for me is like kind of what kicked that off. Was like games could be something you didn't expect, and then the completionist aspect of like this goes outside the game. I gotta find somebody that will take the time to do this with me.
Yeah, true.
Yeah.
Yeah, that shit never worked for me either. Mostly because I think I did it with Aaron Wilkinson, and he had a fucking Game Shark version of Pokemon that fucked my game up.
Goddamn Wilkinson!
God damn it. He's always up to something. But Star Fox was fucking incredible. Like, just going through that first playthrough and then seeing Andross at the end, mm-hmm. you know, like I never played Star Fox on the Super Nintendo, so I
Me
only
neither.
Got the wonderful experience of on the N64.
Yep, that was my first time, yeah.
With the Rumble Pack and all that shit.
Yep.
Phenomenal.
Man, I
to
don't
be able to like figure out one little trick and then it suddenly turns you onto a completely different trajectory. And you can fall off that trajectory and
yep,
go back to the first path.
Yeah.
Unless you figure out the next secret.
It's
so fucking clever.
Like, dude, just remake the game and sell it to me at full price. I'll buy it. Like, I don't, like, the one thing I would want from Nintendo they never want to fuck with, and I'm like,
which
make
is the weirdest thing, because that's all they would absolutely do that.
Yeah. They do it all the time. Like, do
it
again.
All the time.
You fuckers.
Let's do
like,
it to this. Yeah, well, people are still pissed that you can't play Twilight Princess or Wind Waker on fucking Switch.
It's yeah.
So crazy.
Even,
yeah, you
even
can't. And I'm pissed about it.
They did HD remakes of them for the fucking 3DS. Like,
yeah,
what are you doing?
It makes no sense. It's, do you like the money or not?
Oh, they like it. They just like to leak it out how they want to leak it out. They're looking at the future. They're looking at their own deaths in the far-flung future and figuring out what steps they need to take to be as comfortable as they can be on the way there. My first game was Oblivion, I think. The Elder Scrolls
yeah.
4. Oblivion, I definitely obsessed over 100% doing everything. I got every achievement in the game. I did all of the guilds, the Fighters Guild, the Dark Brotherhood, the Thieves Guild. I even managed to get a hold of a DLC disc that came with an official Xbox magazine. Popped that in my 360 and got like the Wizard Tower, the Pirate's Cove, and like something else. There was a third thing that I honestly can't entirely remember.
Mm-hmm.
100%ed all of that shit.
Oh, wow.
Shivering Isles DLC finally came out. Did all that shit. Did the Knights of the Divine Nine, I believe is what they were called. Did all of that shit. And, man, I just don't think I had an experience that I just, like... It was one of those games where I finally got immersed into something that I was like,
yeah.
I want to experience this forever. Very much like how Baldur's Gate is kind of doing for me now.
Yeah.
But the fun thing about Bethesda games is that it will just kind of allow you to do everything.
Yeah,
if you want to.
It won't lock you out because of a choice sometimes.
Yeah, or at least Oblivion definitely didn't. Some games did. They would lock you out of like, oh, you got to pick a faction or you can't hang out with the other one. But Oblivion was just like I roleplayed that shit in my head. I was like, I'm going to do the Fighters Guild and the Mages Guild, and then I'm going to turn dark and do the Thieves Guild and the Dark Brotherhood. And like, I have this like such vivid memories of doing the Dark Brotherhood and hunting down this old woman who just lived in a shack. And it's supposed to like be a moral thing to kind of throw you off the trail or whatever. But
yeah.
It's like, nah, I'm going to kill this old lady. But she like found me and she like ran out of the house. I remember like running through this snowy field with like a bow and arrow chasing this old woman telling me not to. It's like, oh my
and Kyle's
God.
Like, I got it. It's in my head. I gotta do the dark turn.
Yeah. Yep. Dark Brotherhood. Mm-hmm.
For me,
yeah, what about you, Mike?
Probably be Mario 64, I would assume, is like the first game that I tried to get everything in.
Yeah.
Well, wow.
Checks out.
I'm trying to think, though.
Dude, that was one game I never could... Like, there were some real good secrets in that game that if, like, you weren't using a guide, like, they were
yeah.
pretty obscure and hard to find, man.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Like, I
think
like
Resident Evil 4 is, like, the one that, like, really
Ooh.
Fucked me up. And I was like, I've got to do everything in this game.
That makes a lot of sense, actually.
Dude, I've already, like, gone back and played a little bit of the remake again, like, on the New Game
yeah.
Plus. Fuck, man. Like, it's so easy to just lose 2 to 3 hours in that game. Like,
the thing is, like, I hear people, like, you say, and other people say, like, oh, I'll play this game, like, once a year.
Yeah.
Like, I'm like, that sound, like, to me, that always sounded ridiculous, because there are, like, almost no games that I'll play once a year, you know? Like, maybe every other year, every 3, or something like that, but not something that I'd come back to that frequently. Every fucking year I'm playing this game. That game, I can totally fucking see it. Now that
yep.
I've actually experienced the remake and everything, I'm like, this is so fun. It's so quick, and it gives you so much.
Yeah.
And, oh, my Lord, it's just
You
fantastic.
Could almost, do, like, once you get good at it, like Mike has, it's a weekend. That's it. It's a Saturday, Sunday,
yeah.
and you're done. You're done. Exactly. You put it away, see you again next year.
Yeah, that's so fucking cool. Oh, yeah, I guess there was a piece of news where Baldur's Gate is the highest rated game on Metacritic right now at a 97.
Holy shit, for real?
like I guess of all time, like from point wise, I guess.
And
to dissect it,
I think the other two Baldur's Gates, the first two, are also like in the 90s too, right?
Oh, really?
Yeah. Cool. Like, god damn, dude.
It's unfortunate. Unfortunate, because Joe has the Baldur's Gate on his draft. That might tip some shit, honestly. That's a lot of fucking points.
Yeah.
So, we'll see. That's what Elden Ring got last year.
Damn it, man.
Was that last year? Yeah, that was last year.
I really need that Grinch Christmas game to come in clutch for me.
Yeah, that's it for the topic that I have for you guys. But now, it's time! That's right, get ready, because we are 5 episodes away from Ragnarok 4.
Oh,
bam!
God,
yeah, I'll
four.
Check that out. Look at that. Yeah, I did a Roman numeral for this one, because I think it's more fitting. We've probably done it for all of them, I just don't remember. How would I? But for these next few topics, I was hoping to have Joe and Josh here, but, you know.
Joe and Josh.
Yeah. however, we are going to do, once again, our musical playlist. So I would like people to get ready to construct a playlist. Once again, you have 2 hours, except this one is going to be all video game music.
Oh, no.
So, feel free to use whatever you want. Spotify is fine. YouTube is fine. Don't do iTunes. If you do, I'm kicking you out. Apple Music's bullshit. If you do it on there, I'll personally see to you. And not in a fun way. Okay? Just letting you know.
Oh, no. I gotta listen to, like, so many video game soundtracks now to, like,
it's true. And we are now going to be doing it in reverse order from our last one. So we're kicking it off with mine. I'll be posting that in the group immediately, and you guys can enjoy that for the next week. We'll discuss it, have a new set of questions for each discussion, and I believe the last discussion we will have will be with Josh.
Yeah,
during
Ragnarok
4.
Ooh.
Yeah.
Okay.
So, here we go.
Awesome.
You guys ready?
No, I am now, though. I gotta do some homework.
Yep.
Don't make me do homework. I don't have time for that shit.
Oh, Mike's gotta do it next. Then it's Joe, Micah, and Josh. And everybody in the community who wants to take part in it, you are more than welcome to, because I love that shit. I learned about so much new music with y'all's playlists on the last go. So, let's keep it rolling. But
awesome.
That's it. Thanks for listening to the Metal Gamers Podcast. We hope we are pleasing you as much as possible. We hope you are coming hard to this podcast as you listen. If you listen to this at work, hopefully you're not where people can see you. Good luck.
Good luck.
Good luck, Cream Jeans. Get out there.
No.
Just good luck.
you had some news, Mike?
Not really.
Well, really, or?
No, not really.
Oh, okay. Awesome. I'm glad we could get together and do this.
I have a story, but I don't know if it's podcast appropriate.
Oh, shit. I say that we do it. We haven't been spicy in a while. Who cares?
So Kirsten just called me, and that's why I had to step away for a little bit.
Oh, okay.
So
okay.
She's not here right now because she and her friend went to what she called Pickle Festival here in Jacksonville. Now, that's a pretty normal thing around here, is like festivals based around very specific things.
Yeah, we got a shrimp fest.
Very, very often things like Honey Festival is a thing here. You know, there's a bunch of beer festivals all the time. This is like an artisan foods
Ball
kind
Guy
of
Fest,
city.
Yeah.
Well, yep, you get it. Yeah. Those are things. Artisan food is actually a thing that's very popular around Jacksonville. It's common. So she's about to leave and she's like wearing a shirt that it's Nicolas Cage, but he's a pickle and it says Pickles Cage. So I'm like, God damn, you're prepared for this thing. So she's about to leave and she's like, yeah, so I'm going to a pickle festival. I'm like, yes, correct. And she's like, yeah, so it's like at a nightclub. What? What do you mean it's at a nightclub? And she's like, and it goes until 11. And I'm like, what kind of fucking pickle festival is this?
Yeah.
And she's
pickle
and
rave?
And she's like, it's at Myth. And I'm like, that's so fucking weird. Why? The place is trash.
These aren't like, those kind of pickles.
This is getting odd. Okay. Well, she leaves. She's thinking she's going to be gone for like an hour or two. She's only been gone for like 20, 30 minutes. She just called me. That's why I had to leave. I thought something was wrong.
Yeah.
And I answer the phone. And she's like, so the whole pickle festival was a few people that they're like traveling around and they make a lot of like artisan foods and weird shit like out of pickles. And that's like the whole thing. This is the pickle festival. And they sell all of these artisan goods. They broke down in Ocala. And so the club didn't want to cancel and refund everyone. So they just took the ticket money, went to the store, bought a bunch of pickles, just regular pickles of different types, put up a beer pong table and just put out a pickle spread. And they get there for this and they're like, is this really it? And they're like, yeah. And they're like, okay, so they eat a couple pickles from the pickle table. They go to have a couple drinks at the bar. Another set of women come up and they're like, hey, you're here for the pickle festival, right? And they're like, yeah. And they're like, are you absolutely fucking pissed off right now? And they're like, yes, of course we are. And then she's like, well, that was interesting. Dude, and then they left.
If that doesn't sum up Jacksonville, I don't know what
does it though? Because we've
like
been
like,
to a bunch of these things together before, and it's usually great.
Yeah, I guess that's true, but I don't know.
I feel like
it still fits Jacksonville a lot. It's like you expected this, but actually,
it's the city of grand
like
ideas
pizza
and
fest.
Terrible execution. Like
Pizza Fest. Imagine what a pizza fest would be. You go to a Pizza Fest. There's a bunch of bands
Yeah,
playing.
It's Domino's, Pizza Hut, and like Five Guys. Or not even Five Guys. That's how fucked
yep,
it
no.
sure.
Fuck
yep.
it. Fuck it. Five
no,
Guys.
Pizza Fest was fucking 13 hours of Crust Punk and then us capping the night with a prog metal set.
Yeah, it was
That's
like,
what Pizza
it was,
Fest
it
was.
Yep, it was like fucking... 30 it was Star fucking Pizza, crust though. Punk bands. One arrived during the show and was like, can we play? And they're like, yeah, sure. The stage is covered in PBR. There are electronics just sparking left and right. Bands are playing for 2 hours at a time and be like, we're never gonna live through this. The pizza is the grossest shit you ever heard. Don't remember what kind it was.
No, it was Star Pizza. It was just old and cold.
There are the only
Star Pizza is great pizza. Though.
I feel like the only like real like artisan food stuff that kicks off here is like the beer stuff and the food trucks. Like
yeah,
we have some
there's
good
a lot
food
of
trucks
food
and
trucks
like
out here.
The brewery stuff here is really good.
I really like
that one beer
fest.
That beer fest we went to together, yeah, and we got like I got hammered drunk during that shit.
We were only there for like 3 hours. We were all pretty beer fest. That was a good time.
That was a really good. That was a really fun one.
Really
and Honey Fest is usually fucking super awesome, and Veg Fest is usually awesome too. A bunch of like vegetarian food trucks and dishes and artisan goods. Like, and it's usually a lot
fest.
Of fun.
What?
Never.
Give me we Weed
do,
Fest.
Can't do that here, man. Got to go to Colorado.
Fuck. Or any other fucking state that's not Florida.
Any other blue state.
Yep. We just live as far away from them as possible.
Here we are.
Here we are. But yeah, that was some good piece of news. I like that.
Yeah, I walked away from this and I came back laughing, and that's why. It's just like, that was the most ridiculous thing I think I've ever been told. Or at so least fun. Been yeah. a while.
Been yeah, a while.
I'm down. We can put that one at the end. That'd be good. Good story.